阿们。奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日上午聚会，我们一起唱诗54首。 In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence Sabbath morning service. Let's sing him 54.
Please be seated.
这个周末是这个长假期的周末。
This is a long weekend.
我们的是庆祝这个独立日。
And it is the Independence holiday.
独立就是能够得着自由。
Independence is so that one gains its own liberty.
自由是生活当中一个非常重要、非常宝贵的内容。
Liberty is a very important aspect of a person's life.
但是好的东西稍不留意就会变质了。
But a good thing, if we are not careful, it may change.
所以今天有很多的不好的事情、不幸的事情，我们会说就是因为太自由了。
And so today, there are many things wrong in society, and we may blame it because we have too much freedom.
那为什么会滥用自由呢？
And why is it that people have used misused freedom?
很大的一个原因就是不晓得什么使我们得自由。
And one aspect of it is we do not know what enabled us to have that freedom.
好像这个有钱人的孩子。
Just like a rich man's son.
他如果不晓得父母亲是多么努力而来得到这些财物。
If he does not understand how hard his parents have labored in order for him to have the wealth,
那常常这个很有钱的孩子，他就会滥用所拥有的钱。
Then the son may misuse the wealth and not care so much about how the money was earned.
感谢天父真神将这圣安息日来赏赐给我们。
And so we thank the Lord that we have the Sabbath day with us.
我们也用信心来接受他所应许给我们的平安跟喜乐。
And we use our faith to enjoy the joy and the rest that he has provided for us.
也恳求圣灵运行在我们当中来 带领祝福我们的聚会。
And so we ask the Holy Spirit to also move among us and guide us in today's service.
让我们也能够从圣经来明白什么使我们自由。
And so we can also understand from the perspective of the Bible, what does it mean to be free.
好，我们现在一起同心跪下，感谢祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
我会问说哪个地方最好？
Many times we would ask, what is the best place to be?
我们很通常会得到一个结论，就是世界上没有一个绝对好的地方。
And we will come to conclude that in this world there is no absolute best place in the world.
那如果我们以一些各种的客观的条件来做一下评估。
But if we use a positive outlook to compare.
我们现在所住的这个地方，这个国家，应该算是一个非常好，很蒙神祝福的一个地方。
We can say that the place we are in today, in living in the United States, is considered as one of the best places in the world.
如果说所有的人都应该来赞美感谢神的良善跟慈爱的话，那我们住在这里的人更是应该感谢赞美。
And so if you are to say that one should really praise and thank God for his providence, then we actually should really thank and praise God for the position that we are in today.
这个国家在世界上它并不是立国最久的国家。
This country in itself is not theoldest country in the world.
但是在这两百多年来，有好多的人他们贡献他们的力量、他们的时间、他们的精神，在这一片土地上。
But in this young 200 so years of a country being established, there are many people, its countrymen, that have sacrificed much of their time and energy to make it as it is now.
我们绝大部分都是从其他的地区、其他的国家移民来到这个地方。
Majority of us are immigrants from another country.
我们来到一个新的环境、新的国家。当然一开始通常我们都会有一些比较艰难的经过。
And as being new to a new place or a new country, many of us may experience some difficulties in this process.
但是我们发现这里是一个让我们有机会去努力的地方。
But we also realize this is indeed a land of opportunity.
我们从另外一个角度来看，当我们来到这里的时候，我们就已经享受了很多以前的人他们努力的结果。
From another angle, when we look at it, once we have arrived to this place, we have started to enjoy many things that other people around in the other places in the world may not be able to enjoy.
所以难怪有很多人会说这是一个蒙神祝福的国家。
No wonder many people say this is a country that is blessed by God.
有很多人更热切的希望神继续的祝福这个国家。
And there are many more people who wishes that God continue to bless this country.
那自由是这个国家蒙福的项目之很重要的项目之一。
Liberty and freedom is one of the main principles of this country.
在这里我们可以享有个人的自由，政治上的自由。
We over here talk about personal freedom and political freedom.
有一些人之所以来到这里是为了争取个人的自由。
Many people come to this place so that they can seek after personal freedom.
在这里有很多的制度，它是让我们觉得比较自由的。
Many of the ordinances here in this country enable us to feel free.
比如说有很多的人是为了儿女而移民到这里来。
For instance, many people because of their children immigrated to the United States.
因为父母亲认为这里的教育系统是比较能够让自己的孩子有自由的空间来发挥。
Because many parents feel that in this country, it will be able to have their kids to have good education and to expound their freedom.
也有人是为了政治上的自由，他向往来到这里。
There are others who come to this country for political freedom.
但是我们也发现，在这里也有很多滥用自由的事实。
But in all these freedom, we also have observed that society that many people have come to abuse this freedom.
所以我们有需要从圣经来明白，来认识。什么使我们自由
？And so, from the perspective of the Bible, let us come to understand what is it to be a true freedom.
What makes us free?
What actually makes us free?
有这样的认识啊，我们也才能够拥有真正的自由。
And once we understand this, then we will forever have this freedom.
我们请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 32。
三十二节，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
这一本圣经就是真理的代表。
And this Bible is representation of the truth.
所以第一，圣经使我们自由。
And so one is that the Bible enables us to be free.
真理必叫你们自由，这是一句很有名的话。
The truth shall make you free is a very popular phrase.
尤其在政治的场合是常常被引用的。
Especially in the political arena, it's constantly being used.
但是或许有很多人他们会用这句话，但是不晓得这句话是出自于圣经。
And many people may use this, these words, but they did not know that these words originated from the Bible.
这句话不但出自于圣经，这句话甚至是出自于主耶稣的口。
And not only are these words from the Bible, but these words are actually from the mouth of Lord Jesus himself.
真理必叫你们必叫你们得自由，这是政治上对政治而言，这是一个事实。
The truth shall make you free from a political standpoint is also a truth.
真的，圣经所到的地方，它总是带给人自由的观念，自由的思想。
And many principles in the Bible actually enables one to have the concept of freedom.
不但让人有自由的思想，而且更进一步的让人拥有自由。
Not only enable one to think freely, but also enable one to really be free.
一个家庭里头，如果拥有圣经的真理，这个家庭是自由的。
If a family really have the truth, their family is free.
一个社会如果拥有圣经的真理，这个社会会是自由的。
If a society have the truth of the Bible, this society is free.
我们现在生活在一个自由的社会、自由的国度里头。
So today we live in a free country, in a free society.
我们从历史上来看，这也实在是神一个非常奇妙的一个安排跟作为。
From a historical point of view, this is also a miraculous arrangement of God.
我们知道1942年哥伦布发现了美洲这个所谓的新大陆。1492年。
In 1492, we know that Columbus found this new land.
我们知道在15世纪这个印刷术造纸术从东方传到西方。
Also in 15th century, that the printing press was invented and was brought over.
那在15世纪末这个德国的马丁路德他这个诞生了。
And then at the end of 15th century, Martin Luther also was born.
那因为有造纸印刷所以能够有这个马丁路德的改教。
And because of the printing press, and also Martin Luther was able to make a reformation for the church.
借着这个印刷术。跟造纸的这个技术，能够让圣经更加的普及。
That because of the printing press, that they made use of this technology so that they made the Bible available to all.
所以马丁路德他开始将这个 圣经翻译啊，翻译成德文。
And so Martin Luther utilized this and translated the Bible into the German language.
啊，当时他发起了说应该回到圣经。
And so he discovered that man should return back to the truth in the Bible. 啊，
那以后陆陆续续的各种不同语言的圣经都被翻译。
Following that, many other languages begin to have their own Bible.
啊，所以这个回到圣经的这个。这个啊，这个运动呢，就越来越普及。
And so, returning to the Bible, this movement became more and more popular.
在每一种的改革里头，它总是会遇到一些挫折、一些阻挡。
In every Reformation, there will always be problems or obstacles that they may face.
那从信仰上来讲啊，甚至就产生了这种。不是出于理性的这种反对跟逼迫。
And so, from a faith perspective, of course, it may produce some persecution and suffering.
哦，所以这个北美洲就成为许许多多人向往的地方。
And so, North America, this land that was newly discovered, became a place for those who are persecuted to seek this religious freedom.
哦，每个人到一个新的地方，不会是完全一样的理由。
Of course, everyone coming to a new place may not be of the same reason.
当时有很多的人，他们向往这一个新大陆，他们也来到了这个新大陆。
And so many people strive to enter this new land, and they came to this new land.
那其中有一部分的人，他们是为了信仰的自由而来到这个新大陆。
And a portion of those who came to this new place was for the religious purpose.
他们希望他们能够真的回到圣经，能够有那种虔诚敬拜神的自由的生活。
They really wish so that they have this religious freedom to worship God the way they understand it.
真的来到这里，让很多人他们可以自由的来过着敬虔。回到圣经拜神的生活。
And so many people came to this land was able to have the freedom to sincerely and with a reverent heart to worship the God they understand.
我们信仰有一个目标，就是要最后我们能够超越了所处的环境。
We all have a goal in our faith is that at the end we can transcend our surroundings.
但是在这个过程当中，有很多的时候，事实上。我们还是生活在这个很真实的环境里头。
But in the process, we are still living in this realities of life in the surroundings that we are placed.
我的意思就是说，我们实在的生活其实受环境的影响是很大的。
What I'm trying to say is that the realities of life is greatly influenced by our surroundings.
照说，信仰是要超越环境。
And then you are to say that faith is to transcend your surroundings.
但是还没有达到这个程度之前，我们实在是深深的受环境来影响我们，甚至左右我们。
So, but before we can achieve that, we are constantly being influenced, or even to say that we have been hindered by our surroundings.
所以我们生活当中，我们很在意的找一个好的环境。
And so in our life, we are constantly looking for a better environment, a better surrounding.
所以我们也必须承认，在很多的时候，我们的信仰也受着环境的影响。
And so we are to admit that many times in our faith that we are constantly being influenced by our surroundings.
难怪当时的人，他们向往美洲有一个更好的信仰的环境。
And so that is why back then that many people migrated to America, hoping to have this newfound faith, this new freedom.
我们请看耶利米书二十九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7.
旧约圣经九百二十页，耶利米书二十九章第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 7。
我所使你们被掳到的那城，你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告神，因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。
And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace.
这先知告诉百姓说，你们会被掳到异邦去。
Here, Prophet Jeremiah said to the people of Israel that you will be carried away as captive to a foreign land.
那些掳掠你们的人啊，说起来就是敌人。
And those who carry you away captive, they are your enemies, of course.
啊，但是你们到了异邦，你们要为那你们所住的地方来向神祷告，求平安。
But when you have arrived to the foreign place of your enemy, you are to ask the Lord for peace in that city.
啊，那一个城蒙福，你们也才蒙福。
For when the city is at peace, then you will also have peace.
啊，在一个平安的环境里头，人才能够更专心的来追求信仰，来敬拜神。
In an environment of peace, one is more able to pursue his faith and his belief.
所以我们有很多的时候，我们觉得来到这里啊，我们真的比过去有比较好的信仰环境。
Many times after we have come here, we come to discover that we have a better environment for our faith.
甚至有人说，我如果不是来到这里啊，我应该不可能会信耶稣的。
Or some people may say, if I have not come here, probably I did not have the opportunity to come to believe in Lord Jesus.
当时的那一些虔诚的基督徒，他们不但要找一个好的信仰环境。
At the time of this country, that there are people not only seeking for a new place, but also for this new freedom of religion.
他们更希望能够在新的地方来建立起一个以圣经为原则的国家。
They furthermore come to this country hoping to establish a nation that is based its principle on the truth of the Bible.
那这个国家最起初就是以圣经的原则来建立的国家。
And so this country was found on the teachings of the Bible.
因为真理要使人得以自由。
Because the truth shall set us free.
这本圣经要让人得以自由。
And so this Bible will enable mankind to have this freedom.
一个国家它要把持着圣经的原则。
And so a country is to maintain its holy principles.
这个国家才能够继续的蒙神祝福。
And then only then will this country continue to be blessed by God.
请看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章三十四节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34.
旧约圣经七百八十页。箴言十四章三十四节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34.
公义使邦国高举，罪恶是人民的羞辱。
Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
这里说，一个国家如果有更多的公义，那这个国家才会强盛。
If a nation is righteous, it says here that it will be a strong nation.
这本圣经的真理所强调的项目之一就是公义。
And so the truth in this Bible, the goal of it is so that mankind can reach its righteousness.
我们也发现一些比较好的地方。或者比较理想的国家，它总是会有比较多的公义。
If we look at an ideal place or an ideal country, you would relate righteousness with this country.
对我们个人来讲，我们的自由也应该是在真理里头。
From a personal standpoint, our freedom should also be found in this principle.
在真理的规范里头，我们才能够拥有真正的自由，才真的来享受自由。
That in this boundary of the truth that we can find this peace.
什么使我们自由呢
？And what enable us to have to be free?
请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音八章三十六节。
John chapter 8, verse 36.
三十六节，所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
在这里提到让我们得以自由的第二个原因是主耶稣让我们得以自由。
Here it tells us the second reason in which we are free is because Lord Jesus makes us free.
这里又用一个加强的语气就是说真自由了。
Here it especially mentions this true freedom.
所以自由它不是只是文字上的一个观念。
And so to be free is not only a concept on paper.
除了这一本圣经之外，主耶稣本身他就是那个活泼之道。
Besides the Bible itself, but that Lord Jesus is the living word himself.
所以主耶稣说我就是真理。
And that is why Jesus said and claimed himself to be the truth.
这不是只是文字上的一个启发。
It is not just in terms of a terminology or a word,
而是实质上的一种让你有自由的那一种权柄。
But it is a certain authority behind it which enable you to have this freedom.
所以在福音书里头也谈到很多主耶稣让人得以自由的例子。
And so that's why in the book, in the four Gospels, it tells us many examples in which Lord Jesus enabled man to be free.
这个都跟主耶稣的权柄有关系。
And this is all related to the authority that, that Jesus has.
我们不但要在一个有自由的这个社会里头，我们个人也要拥有自由。
Not only do we dwell in this place of the free, but that we ourselves must be free.
如果我们仔细的观察，有很多人生活在这个自由的社会里头，但是其实他没有真正的自由。
What we have discovered is that many people live in this land of the free, but yet in their personal life, they do not have this true freedom.
很多的时候，因为他没有主耶稣。
And many times because they do not have Lord Jesus in their life.
他没有那个让他得以自由的那个权柄。
They do not have that authority that enabled them to have to be free.
所以问问我们自己，我有没有自由呢？
So,
这个也是不可忽略的一个层面。
And also, so therefore, it is important for us to meditate upon this question: Are we truly free?
不要让我们生活在一个自由环境里头，但是我们仍然是被捆绑的。
Let us not be one in which we live in this land of the free, but then in our person, in our life, we are actually bound and we do not have this freedom.
主耶稣的最大的恩典之一就是让我们得以自由。
The greatest grace that Jesus had provided for us is that we are to be free.
请看路加福音第四章。
Let's look into Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章十六节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 16.16
节讲到耶稣他出来传道之后，他有一次回到他的故乡这个拿撒勒。
Here it tells about Jesus came out for his ministry, and one time he went back to his hometown in Nazareth.
那管会堂的呢，就将圣经拿给主耶稣，要他讲一段教训。
And so he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read the book.
我们请看十七节，十八节。
Let's look into verse 18.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
有这个，其实我们生活当中有很多的捆绑跟不自由。
Actually, in our life, there are many things that bound us and inhibits us from being free.
我们的遭遇有时候成为我们的捆绑。
遭遇，
我们遇到的事情。
The situation that we may face may inhibits us from being free.
这个财务会成为我们的捆绑。
Actually, even our wealth may become something that bound us and not to be free.
我们的习惯，我们过怎样的生活，有时候也是我们的一个捆绑。
our daily life, our habits sometimes also inhibits us from being free.
甚至我们身体的状况也常常是我们的一个捆绑。
Or perhaps our physical condition of our body can inhibit us from being free.
我们跟人如何来相处，这个也常常是我们的一个捆绑。
How our relationship with other people can also inhibit us from being free.
甚至有很多的信仰也会成为人的捆绑。
Or perhaps even some many faith in this world inhibits one from being free.
主耶稣的权柄要让人得以真自由。
But the authority of Lord Jesus enables one to be free.
在约翰福音三章提到一个犹太人的这个社会跟宗教的这个领袖，他来找主耶稣。
In John chapter 3, it records how a religious leader of that society came to see Jesus.
很有可能因为他社会上的地位，所以他没有在白天来找主耶稣，是晚上应该是暗暗的来。
Because of his status, perhaps was ashamed to come to Jesus during the time, so he found the time at night to secretly seek Jesus.
这个人受到他的这个宗教、他的传统的这种捆绑。
This man was bounded by tradition and also from the teachings of the society.
一般来讲，宗教是好的。
Actually, to be stated, it is that freedom is good. I mean, religion is good.
这个尼哥底母啊，他觉得说，他目前所拥有的这个信仰，这个还不够完美。
And here Nicodemus is, felt that his faith is not yet perfect.
但是他还不能够放掉他。
But he is at the same time unable to let it completely go.
除非他能够找到一个更好的来取代。
Unless he finds something that is better to take its place.
这也很像我们每一个人的生活。
And this is similar to the faith of each one of us.
我们对我们目前生活其实有很多层面，我们并不觉得它真的美好，真的让我们满意。
There are many aspects of our life in which we may not be fully content or to be satisfied with what it can be.
但是我们还是抓着它，我们还是不愿意放掉它。
But at the same time, we still hold on to it, unwilling to let it go.
因为我们还没有发现一个更好的来取代这个。不是最好的。
Because we have not yet found something that is better that can take its place.
当这个尼哥底母他遇见了主耶稣。
And so when Nicodemus here found Jesus,
主耶稣成为他那个更好的。
That Jesus became something that he, that something that is better than anything else.
所以他就从这个过去的这个信仰里头来得着自由。
And so he let go his previous faith. In order to seek this faith of freedom.
在路加福音十九章提到一个在当时的社会有地位又有钱的一个人。
In Luke, it also tells us that the time in that generation there was one who has status and wealth.
就是这个税吏长撒该。
And that was a tax collector by the name of Zacchaeus.
权力、金钱一般来讲是。它是好的，也是很多人每个人都喜欢的。
Status and wealth is something that is good and many people would like.
但是人的脆弱、人的软弱，却也很容易被权力跟金钱所捆绑。
But because of the weakness of man, that they are usually bound by power or by wealth.
当你为了权力、金钱来做不应该做的事情，你就是被捆绑了。
Now, if we do things for the sake of wealth or power, in other words, we are bound by it.
也很多的时候，你也知道你被捆绑。
And in those instances, we may even realize ourselves that we are bound.
但是因为金钱、权力太有吸引力了，你也愿意。从那里头出来。
But because money and wealth and power is too attractive for us that we are unwilling to let it go.
所以从人来看，你是很风光的。
And so from the perspective of others, you may be glorious.
只有你自己知道， 你的内心是在过怎样的生活。
But only you yourself know in your heart what kind of life you may be living.
啊，你常常是没有平安的，你常常是没有自由的，常常是自责的。
That many times we are without real, that true freedom, that we are actually bound and we are in sorrow.
请看路加福音十九章。
Let's look into Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19, verse 7.
众人看见都四下议论说，他竟到罪人家里去住宿。
But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner.
虽然这个傻该在社会上他是有钱又有地位，但是在正常的犹太社会里头，他是一个罪人。
Even though Zacchaeus has money and power, but in the eyes of the other Jews, they see him as a sinner.
但是主耶稣却说，我今天到你家里去。
But here Jesus said that today I must stay at your house.
主耶稣要让这一个人得真自由。
Jesus wants this man to receive this true freedom.
要让他脱离这个权力跟金钱的捆绑。
He wants to release him from the bondage of power and wealth.
第八节。
Verse 8.
撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我讹诈了谁，我就还他四倍。
Then Zacchaeus, verse 8, Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.
真的，撒该脱离了那个捆绑，他得着了自由。
Here we can see Zacchaeus really was released from the bondage of wealth.
生活当中的错误会带来愁苦。也带来捆绑。
Mistakes in our life will bring us sorrow and also bondage.
但是也很多的时候，在很无可奈何之下，很多人还是继续生活在错误里头。
But there are many times in which one, even though they know they are doing things that are wrong, yet they are unable to change it and still are bound by it.
要有真正的自由，真的需要主耶稣的权柄。
To really have that true liberty, one really needs the assistance from Lord Jesus.
请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's look into John 14.
第四章。
John chapter 4.
第四章二十八节。
John chapter 4, verse 28.
那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, Come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
这个水罐子其实就是这位妇女她生活当中的忧愁，她生活当中的痛。
This water pot is a resemblance of this woman's bondage, her sorrow and her pain.
因为在正常的犹太社会来看，这位妇女，她的生活是错误的，甚至是有罪的。
From the eyes of the Jewish society, what this woman have done in her life is considered wrong and a great sin.
但是她很无可奈何的。他必须继续生活在这样的错误里头。
But reluctantly, but yet she continued to live in the same lifestyle.
没有一个人愿意做坏人，愿意做有罪的人。
No one wants to be the bad person, to be the sinner.
如果我们进一步的去了解一下，有时候我们真的觉得，真的是很多人，他的生活真的是很可悲的。
Many times we look into our life or other people, we may say that. That one person's life may be pitiful.
就像这一位妇女一样，她被错误所捆绑，她没有办法出来。
Just like this woman who was bound by her sins, unable to be released.
当主耶稣让她遇见了。
But when Jesus came and confronted this woman,
这里说她就放下了那个水罐子。
Here it says that the woman left her water pot.
她从错误里头，她可以出来了。
She was able to come out from her mistakes.
这个不是从 人可以立志来的，人的力量可以来达到的。
And this is not something that was achieved by one's own self, will.
啊，这是因为主耶稣要让他得以自由。
But it is because Lord Jesus wants him her to be released.
所以问一下我们自己，在环境上我们是自由的，但是我们真的自由吗？
And so let us ask ourselves constantly this question: Are we truly free?
我们是否受着欲望的捆绑？
Are we bound by certain thoughts or thinkings?
我们是否受着感情的捆绑？
Or perhaps some lustful desires or some relationships?
我们是否受着仇恨的捆绑？
Or being bound by thoughts of hate?
我们是否受着害怕的捆绑？
Or that of fear?
我们是否受着羞耻的捆绑？
Or that of shame?
我们是否受着死亡的威胁的捆绑？
Or to be threatened by death?
我们需要主耶稣。
If we are bound by all these, we really need Jesus Christ.
我们如果已经信了主耶稣，你有没有让主耶稣进入你的生命、你的生活里头？
And if we really have believed in Lord Jesus Christ, have we really let Jesus into our lives to be released from all these?
什么使我们自由？
What enables us to be free?
请看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书三章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
新约圣经250页，哥林多后书三章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
这里告诉我们，圣灵要让我们得以自由。
Here it says that the Spirit of the Lord will enable us to have liberty.
今天靠着主耶稣的怜悯。他带领我们进入了这个恩典的生活、恩典的时代里头。
Due to the mercy of God, today He has brought us into the mercy gate in which we can have receive His grace.
主耶稣知道我们的软弱。
Lord Jesus understands our weakness.
主耶稣知道我们除了自己的立志之外，我们更需要得着他的帮助。
He knows that by our sheer determination, we are still useless, and so we need his assistance.
所以他一再的强调，一再的应许，要将应许的圣灵来赏赐给我们。
And so he continued to promise to us that he will give us his Holy Spirit to us in our daily life.
这个圣灵是包括了一切的恩赐。
And this Holy Spirit encompasses all the wonderful grace of God.
一切的恩赐都是从神来的。
All the grace and the gifts come from God.
而主耶稣所应许的圣灵，它就涵盖了神所要给我们的这一切的恩赐。
And so the Holy Spirit that God promised to us encompasses all this wonderful grace and the gifts of God.
我们请看加拉太书第四章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书四章十九节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 19.
十九节，我小子啊，我为你们啊，新约圣经265页。我小子啊，我为你们要再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们的心里。
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
历史上。最自由的一个人应该就是主耶稣。
In history, the man who has the greatest freedom is perhaps Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们常常说我们要效法基督。
Today we are to say, well, we constantly say to imitate Christ.
我们所想望的其中的一项就是那真正的自由。
And what we hope for is that true liberty.
那这里说我们努力的让基督成形在我们的心里。
And so here it says that we must strive so that Christ can work in us.
让我们的生活真的是活出主耶稣基督来。
And so that in our life we can really manifest Christ in our daily living.
那这个有可能吗？
And is this possible?
是的，它是可以达到的。
Yes, it is achievable.
靠着圣灵的帮助， 让耶稣基督成形在我们心里。
By relying upon the Holy Spirit of God, that it enables Lord Jesus to work inside us.
让我们能够过着像主耶稣基督那样子自由的生活。
So that we can live the life of liberty just as Lord Jesus have lived.
再请看加拉太书五章第一节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳。不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
主耶稣爱我们，他要将所有的恩典来赐给我们。
Lord Jesus loves us, so he wants to give us all the wonderful blessings.
其中的一项恩典就是自由。
And one of these blessings is freedom.
所以这里保罗说基督释放了我们。
And so that's why Paul writes here that Christ has made us free.
今天我们要靠着圣灵的带领跟圣灵的帮助来过着自由的生活。
And so today we are to live a life by the guidance and the assistance of the Holy Spirit to make us live a life of liberty in Christ.
我们要在真理上面要站立得稳。
And so that in truth we are able to be steadfast.
不要因为一时的挫折，我们又走回头路。
Let us not, because of our mistake, turn back into our sins.
一些 frustration, 一些挫折，我们走回头路。
That our frustration enables us to go backwards.
是的，在生活当中，我们还是会遇到一些困难，一些挫折。
Of course, there are still many frustrations and problems in life ahead of us.
但是这些不会来影响我们的自由。
But all these should not be an interference to our freedom in Christ.
除非我们又走回头路。
Unless we return back to the old road.
就好像当时的以色列人，他们想要回到埃及去。
Just like the Israelites when they were wandering in the wilderness, that they want to return back to the land of Egypt.
那当然，我们也不要像这里所说的，说不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
And so here, just as Paul had written, that let us not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
我们不要成为了新的事物的这个俘虏。
Let us not become enslaved by sin again.
这个现实的生活里头，它是充满着很多的陷阱。
In this life, there are many traps that is set around us.
如果我们不警醒，不努力的依靠圣灵的话，我们会落入新的不自由里头。
If we do not strive hard and not careful, then we may fall into these traps.
这也是现代人的很大的痛苦。
This is also a great sorrow for many people in society.
今天的人很多时候是很努力的来解决问题。
Today, many people try very hard to solve problems that they may encounter.
但是结果是只是从一个问题跳进去另外一个问题里头。
But then many times they will come to realize that they are jumping from problem to problems.
甚至有时候我们也是这个样子。
Many times we find ourselves in the same way.
想想看，现代的生活里头有哪些他可能成为捆绑我们的。
Let's think about our modern society. What things actually hold us as bondage?
我们不要又成为新的俘虏。
Let us not be a new slave.
比如说，有的人花太多时间在网络上。
For instance, there are some may spend too much time on the internet.
这对很多人来讲，这是很普遍的一个现象。
For many people, this may seem normal.
我们要靠圣灵的帮助。不要再成为俘虏。
But we are to rely on the Holy Spirit that we are not to be enslaved by it.
我们更靠着圣灵的帮助来结出圣灵的果子。
And by the help of the Holy Spirit that we are to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
来彰显出我们这种真自由的实质。
So it can manifest us as the children of real freedom.
所以今天我们可以在这个自由的社会里头来成为一个自由的国民。
And so today we live in this land of the free to be called a country of liberty.
不但这样子，我们也要成为一个自由的基督徒。
But not only that, we are also to be liberty in terms of Christians.
这样的结合才是一个完整的自由。
And then only this can we be considered as the complete in this in freedom.
我们问问我们自己，我们拥有我们有。这个多少的自由
？And so let us ask ourselves, how much freedom do I have?
好，一起唱诗322首。
Let's sing hymn 322. Now I would like to make our concluding prayer.
我们求主耶稣保守我们在他的真理里头。
We ask God to keep us in His truth.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们的软弱让我们凡事上都能够邀请他来进入我们的生活里头。
We also ask Him to help with our weaknesses so that He can constantly be with us to help us.
也恳求他的圣灵总是运行在我们的身上，我们的。生活里头
and also ask His Holy Spirit to constantly abide with us and to be with us every day of our life.
因为我们是在渴慕做一个真正自由的人
Because we really thirst for being one who live in true liberty.
而这也是主耶稣他非常愿意给我们的一项恩典
And this is also a grace in which God Himself really wants to bestow upon us.
我们现在一起同心跪下来做结束的祷告
So let us all kneel down and pray to conclude.